Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, one of our keys to the game tonight for the Barracuda was stay out of the penalty box. Play the game more during five-on-five play, because last night they were definitely the better five-on-five team, and they did just that. They avoided the penalty box through the first couple of periods. They score a power play goal, and they really had this game in control all afternoon long. They win it by a final score of 5-3, and with the win, San Jose now improves to 24-14-2-3, and they are up to 53 points on the year, a point behind Ontario and Colorado in the AHL's Pacific Division. They are now up to 16 wins on home ice, and they finish the homestand in the win column, picking up points in six of a possible seven games. Tucson falls with the loss. They split the weekend set with the Barracuda. Their record now stands at 20-22-1 on the year. They continue along on their seven-game road trip in Bakersfield coming up on Tuesday. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda and Roadrunners squaring off for the second straight day. And at 10:55, the Barracuda would open up the scoring. Braden Hache, in his first AHL action since November the 3rd, would put the puck on net. And Philip Biestead, parked in front, would tip it home for his eighth of the year. Hache and Gushchen pick up the assists. And the Barracuda on the board halfway through the first period. The net, Moore's got it now for the Roadrunners. He gave it away to Bortolo. Gushchen steps back over the line. Gushchen opening up, walking the blue line. Leaves now for Hache. Wrister, score! It gets tipped through. Right in front was Philip Biestead. And the Barracuda on the board here in the first period. The goal for the rookie center Iceman snaps a 13-game goalless drought, his eighth of the season. Again, Hache and Gushchen pick up the helpers, and the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead at 10:55 of the first period. Tucson would answer back at 18:08. Hunter Drew would hit the post. The puck would land into the chest of Igor Sokolov along the left side. It would bounce down to his feet, and Sokolov would beat Georgi Romanov from an angle for his 15th goal of the year. Time of the equalizer in the first period, as we noted, at 18:08. Sokolov from Drew and Moore, and the Roadrunners had their first goal of the game, and we were all tied up at 1-1. Gives off for Vincent. His stick was lifted by Barron, and the puck drifts back to center. Now Sokolov, 1v1 versus Furlong, finds a man middle ice, loose puck off the post, and Sokolov puts it home. A fortuitous bounce for Igor Sokolov, and he puts it home to tie the score up. So the Roadrunners find a way to tie it up, but the Barracuda did not bat an eye. They came right back late in the period. They get a big, big goal from Daniil Gushchen. His second point of the opening period. Thomas Bortolo sets him up. Gushchen had a chance right before, turned aside by Valalta. Bortolo would then get the puck on the right side wall, spring it for Gushchen, who had snuck behind the defense below the hash marks, in tight on Valalta. He beats him blocker side, and the Barracuda would take a 2-1 lead with 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Gushchen up the double digits, his 10th of the year. Pushed along for Bortolo. Barracuda back over the line. Here's a chance. Gushchen working in, and he put it against the grain, but just wide. Inside Gushchen, a rolling puck, gets it back. Forehand, he scores! Great finish from Daniil Gushchen in tight. Barracuda take a 2-1 lead into the intermission. They outshot the Roadrunners 16-8 in the first. No penalties called in the opening period, but in the second, the Barracuda would find a way to take their lead back, because Tucson managed to tie it up. At 4:31, Cameron Ebig, who's having a breakout season, would pot his team-leading 17th goal of the year. Barracuda could not clear the defending zone, and Ebig will get the puck from Maverick Lamoureux, put it off the pipe and in to tie it up in the opening 5 minutes of period number two. Point Lamoureux, his wrister gets ramped over the target. White trying to get to it, tying up Zuber, who holds the line. Now Hebig skates middle ice, shoots, scores! Cameron Hebig off the post and in, and we are tied at 2-2. Great shot from Hebig. So a 2-2 score at that point. And as we noted, the Barracuda would find a way on the power play to take their lead back. And guess who? It was Daniil Gushchin, his third point of the game. Second goal would go bar down, his 11th of the year from Cagnoni and Bortolo. And the Barracuda would take a 3-2 lead. The situation works middle ice, hands off right wing side, Cagnoni. Same pass, quick touch there by B. Steady, missed the net. Like the thought, but his shot was just off target. Back up top for Cagnoni. 40 seconds left on the power play. There's a shot, goal! Daniil Gushchin bar down, it's a power play goal. And the Barracuda take their lead back. Gushchin's got his second of the game, and he's got a 3-point afternoon. Beautiful shot from Daniil Gushchin, giving the Barracuda a 3-2 lead at the time. It looked like on multiple occasions he was going to complete the hat trick, including this late opportunity in the second period, but Vallotta would turn him aside. Carlson with the puck. He'll lift it to the neutral zone. Bortolo rushes up the right wing side. Bortolo tripped to the surface. No penalty on play. Comes free for Gushchin, looking for the hat trick. He's robbed by Vallotta, and then a quick whistle from the referee lost sight of it. Oh, what a chance for Gushchin. He's got two goals. He's probably had four or five chances in this game. He can't believe it. 1:36 left in the second. Yeah, Gush with multiple chances in the game to complete the hat trick. It looked like he had the hat trick. In fact, the red light came on. The goal signal was made by the referee, but upon further review, it was deemed that he had hit the crossbar and then hit the far right post, but this is how it sounded. Gregor, drafted by the Leafs, never did sign with Toronto. Off the draw, Roadrunners cannot clear. Zuber's going to try on the near side, and it got past Colin White and lifted now into the Barracuda zone. Carlson back to retrieve it. Skates away from the pressure, directs it up the wall for White. White's over the line, leaps for Bortolo, working in for Gushchin, shoots, he scores! That was deemed a good goal initially. They took a long review, and upon further review, you could tell it hit crossbar off the right post and stayed out. So the lead would stay put at 3-2. And unfortunately for Daniil Gushchin, he did not have the hat trick after all. So we go to the third period with the Barracuda up by one. In third, Tucson would outshoot San Jose 11-9, but they did not beat goaltender Georgi Romanov, and late in the period they were forced to pull their goaltender, and at 17:38 Colin White would make it 4-2 with an empty netter, his sixth of the season. Then Ethan Carnwell would score an empty netter, his sixth of the year at 18:47. So the Barracuda go up 5-2. A late goal from Leighton Moore at 18:58 would make it 5-3, but the Barracuda hold on for the win, and with the victory they improved to 24-14-2-3. The winning goaltender Georgi Romanov, he has his 10th win of the year. He's now 10-6-3. The losing goaltender, Matt Vallotta, drops his 8th straight. He is now 10-15-3 on the year. Really, not his fault. He was pretty darn good despite taking the loss. Finishes the game, does Vallotta, by making 35 saves on 38 Barracuda shots. I think the score could have been much worse had Vallotta not made some big-time stops, including several on Daniil Gushchin. Final shots, 40-28 in favor of the Barracuda. They go 1-4-2 on the power play. Tucson 0-1. That was the key to the game. The Barracuda did not go to the penalty box like they did yesterday. They allowed themselves to play more during 5-on-5 play, and they proved that during that situation they were the better team, and they pick up the 5-3 win here this afternoon. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star, Thomas Bortolo. He was brilliant tonight, setting up Gushchin on multiple occasions. Finishes with 2 assists. No shots on net for Bortolo, but he is our number three star. Number two star, Colin White, just returning from the NHL. 3 points for White. Had a goal, an empty netter, 2 assists, a +2 rating, and 4 shots on net, centering the number one line. And Daniil Gushchin, all three players on that line, Bortolo, White, and Gushchin, pick up stars. Gushchin is the number one star. He, too, had 3 points, 2 goals, an assist for Gushchin. He's up to 11 goals on the year, +1 rating, and 9 shots on net for Daniil Gushchin. Always a volume shooter. He was a threat all game long, and he potted a couple oh so close to picking up his first hat trick of his career. So Gushchin puts 9 shots on net and is our number one star. Barracuda back on the ice on Tuesday in Colorado, taking on the Eagles. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 5:35 Pacific with a puck drop scheduled for 6:05. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Tuesday. Sharks are off for an extended period of time for the Four Nations, so it's all about the Barracuda for the next couple of weeks, and we do hope you join us on the Sharks Audio Network and on AHL TV on Flow Hockey back on the air on Tuesday. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-3 over the Tucson Roadrunners. These teams will meet up two more times in Tucson coming up in mid-March. Barracuda, though, back on the ice on Tuesday and Wednesday in Colorado. Tucson continues this road trip in Bakersfield on Tuesday. For our entire crew and the San Jose Barracuda, I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanking you again for listening. Reminding you of today's final score. Barracuda 5, Roadrunners 3. Until Tuesday in Colorado, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.